This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life leaders are calling on Congress to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Currently, Representative Renee Elmers is pushing for language that would make the bill meaningless. Because of her position, though, she already has competition in her next election primary. Pro-life leaders are asking for a bill they can support. As if abortion was birth control, and as if such control were within our grasp, even abortion advocates are criticizing the numbers of repeat abortions. One woman surveyed in Britain said it gets easier the more you have. A new study confirms that offering the morning after pill free actually increases STDs and fails to cut the pregnancy rate. Pro-life advocates have long said the toxic hormone overdose makes young women more vulnerable to risky behaviors and relationship pressures. This is Life News Radio.
If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4ME.
If you've noticed the absence of people with Down syndrome, you're right. A new study shows that aborting babies with Down syndrome has wiped out 30% of this community. One parent of a Down syndrome child is raising awareness with a series of photographs to make his son look like he is flying. Dad says, "My son is going to be able to do anything he puts his mind to." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.